In this bulletin, violence erupts in the United States as protesters storm the Capitol building. Victoria and New South Wales record zero COVID-19 cases. And in cricket, Australia and India face off on the New Year's Test at the SCG. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States officials have declared the US Capitol secure nearly 4 hours after violence erupted in Washington, D.C. Protesters supporting President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol building to disrupt the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's electoral victory. Police confirm a woman who was shot inside the Capitol building has died. At least 13 people have been arrested and 5 firearms have been confiscated. Officers used tear gas and percussion grenades to disperse protesters who were armed with chemical irritants. Mayor of the District of Columbia, Muriel Bowser, has put in place a night curfew and condemned the actions of the rioters.
The behaviour that we are witnessing is shameful, unpatriotic, and above all, it is unlawful. Anyone who has engaged in these activities, continues to engage in these activities, will be held accountable. There will be law and order, and this behavior will not be tolerated.
And United States President Donald Trump has asked protesters to disperse as chaos unfolds in the nation's capital. Mr. Trump has expressed solidarity with supporters, repeating unverified claims the presidential election was fraudulent.
We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
President-elect Joe Biden has labeled the storming of the Capitol building an unprecedented assault on democracy.
The words of a president matter. No matter how good or bad that president is, at their best, the words of a president can inspire. At their worst, they can incite. And therefore, I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution and demand an end to this siege.
Australian politicians have condemned the violence, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Anthony Albanese. And President Donald Trump's Republican allies have been criticised for attempting to overturn Joe Biden's presidential election victory. The US Congress is meeting today to formally certify Mr. Biden's win, but a group of politicians, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are attempting to challenge the vote. The certification has been brought to a halt after Republicans objected to counting the vote for Arizona, a state which Mr. Biden narrowly won. Vice President Mike Pence, who Mr. Trump had been urging to block the vote, has released a statement saying he will not interfere with the certification. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, warns the Republic will be damaged forever if voters are overruled. In Australian news, there have been zero locally acquired coronavirus cases recorded overnight in New South Wales, but authorities say testing rates are still a concern. More than 27,000 tests were received, a decline from the day before, while 6 cases were recorded in hotel quarantine. Acting Premier John Barilaro says one case linked to the Avalon cluster has been recorded this morning, a man who resides in the lockdown northern zone of the Northern Beaches. Mr. Barilaro says testing rates need to be boosted in New South Wales.
I'm encouraging people again in New South Wales to come out and get tested. I urge you to do that. It is so important as if we live to live with COVID and to make sure the restrictions that are in place are the appropriate restrictions. And if there is an opportunity to lift restrictions in the future, and especially around the Northern Beaches, that data is very important.
And Victoria has recorded zero locally acquired coronavirus infections for the first time in over a week. More than 32,000 tests were received yesterday, with no new cases recorded in hotel quarantine. In cricket, Australia's New Year's Test against India has kicked off at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Rising star Will Pukowski will make his test debut as the 22-year-old partners with veteran batsman David Warner. Spectators vaccinators must wear masks at all times, except while eating or drinking, and people living in some suburbs surrounding a virus cluster are banned. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has told the Seven Network police will be out in force to ensure compliance. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the nation today. The hot weather continues in Perth, a top of 38 degrees. A mostly sunny day in Adelaide, 28. It's partly cloudy in Melbourne, where it's 25 degrees. It's sunny in Hobart, 21. It's partly cloudy in Canberra, 23 for you. A couple of showers about in Wollongong and 22. Much the same for Sydney, where it's 24 degrees. In Newcastle, a shower or two and 25. In Brisbane, a couple of showers about, 27 degrees. Showers as well in Cairns with a storm likely later in the day, 33, and much the same for Darwin, also 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for special features and more analysis of what's happening in today's news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.